before you lose your power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. What a beautiful morning. Blue sky. Nice cool weather. Great day to have a cup of coffee and let's do a little bit of gardening. That's right. It's Sunday morning. It's time to get outside and work that soil and grow your favorite vegetables, your favorite flowers. In my case today, after all the rain that we've had here in New England, we're going to do a little bit of lawn mowing. Probably for about 2 hours. I think the grass has grown about 6 inches in the last couple of days. And with the sun being out today, it probably will be growing as I cut it. But there's a lot to do. I was making a list of things we have to talk about today. And, whew, it's about a foot long. So grab yourself a pad of paper and a pen. And we'll make some notes. And if you have questions, give us a call. It's toll-free, 800 259-9231. And we'll work together. We'll have a beautiful yard. I mean, this is going to be the year. The weekends have been really nice, which is good because we've been able to do some work. And that way, as the weather gets really warm, we'll be able to sit back and enjoy all of the labor that we've put into this. And that is really a good thing. And I've been working hard trying to get my yard fixed. Hope you've done the same thing. Now, there's a couple of things we have to touch on right off the bat. Those of you that have fruit trees or flowering crabs, they're both in the same family. One basically just grown for flowers, and sometimes your flowering crabs will produce fruit. I have one variety that does. Produces a little apple about an inch, maybe an inch and a quarter in diameter. And most of them will just rot and fall on the ground. And some of the animals will eat it. So that's a good thing. We did make some jam and jelly in it once. And it was an awful lot of work because most of it is the insides of the apple and the skin and the stem. So for all the work, you don't get a heck of a lot of meat. But if you have a flowering crab, especially the older varieties, or the varieties that, you know, your tree is fully grown, it's 25 feet. And what normally happens, right now, they've been beautiful, gorgeous, white flowers, pink flowers, red flowers, and so forth. And then as we get into June, all of a sudden we start to get some yellowing of the leaves. Little black spots begin to appear on the leaves. And bit by bit, the leaves begin to fall from it. And the tree gets thinner and thinner, and before long, you've lost, in some cases, 50% of the leaves, and the tree is not as attractive in July as it is during May. So what you need to do is you need to spray the tree to prevent these diseases. Now, to make it easy, what I use is the fruit tree spray. And you can use that on all of your apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries. And you can take the fruit tree spray, and you can use it on things like blueberries, raspberries, grapes. You can even use it in a vegetable garden in most cases. Now, you can go either way. You can use a fruit tree spray from Bonide, which is a liquid. It's a chemical-based product and works wonderful. There are products to control sucking and chewing insects and products to control diseases. Now, if you want to go organic, then you use something called organocide. Organocide is made by Organic Labs, and it was developed in Florida for the citrus industry. Totally organic and has products to control chewing and sucking insects, as well as fungicides to stop the leaf drop and all the spotting and the yellowing. But you want to start doing that now. I mean, there's no rain in the forecast for today for most of us. So pick up some organocide or fruit tree spray and hit them. The other plant that needs to be applied with a fungicide and an insect control are roses. And if you've got some roses, maybe you can use your fruit tree spray on it. You can't use your rose sprays on your fruit trees because some of the products are systemic. But you can use your fruit tree spray on your roses. The same fungicides, but different insecticides on it. In roses, as we get into the heat, we start to get humidity. We start to get nights where it's really sticky. You have to put the air conditioning on or you've got fans running. That's the type of weather that makes plant grow, but it's the type of weather that really makes the fungus spread among us, they say. And you want to get a fungicide on it. Now, the same family as roses is a plant called pyracantha. Now, if you want something that's really, really pretty, this is a plant for you. It's a plant that can be grown into a bush, or if you have a narrow space, you can grow it on a trellis and prune it and train it to grow flat on the side of a building. You can train it to go up a chimney. So, you know, if you have a beautiful brick chimney on the end of your house, and you've tried roses and really weren't happy with what the roses did for you, because roses are a lot of work, you can try pyracantha. They will get up to be a good 10, 15 feet, and there's a lot less spraying, a lot less care, and it has beautiful clusters of white flowers this time of the year. And then when the bees do their job, those clusters of white flowers will turn into little berries. And as the weather gets into the fall season and they cool off a little bit, those berries turn bright orange. They're really gorgeous. It does have thorns, which is another great thing. That way you don't have to worry about the kids pulling them down. They're not going to grab it more than once. Thorns about an inch in length. But again, it's something that you can train on a trellis or an arbor. You can grow it in a narrow area, or you can just prune the top off and let it bush and become a bush. But white flowers and orange fruit. And if you have a pyracantha and you've got a sprinkler, and the sprinkler is going on a regular basis, this may not be the plant for you. Because if pyracantha gets a lot of moisture on the foliage and on the berry, you will get what's called scab on the berry. And this looks just like a scab that, you know, you get a cut on your skin or a mosquito bite, and you scratch it, and you get a little scab on your skin. Well, it looks like that on the berry. And that's something that's caused by a lot of moisture. So it's in the same family as a rose bush. So whatever, if you have roses and you have pyracantha, when you spray the roses, spray the pyracantha. That way they'll stay beautiful. Great orange fruit that you will really, really love. And it's something different, you know. And again, you get color two times of the year. Spring flowers and orange fruit in the fall. And in most areas, the pyracantha will retain close to half of its leaves. If it's in a really windy area, then the plant, sensing that it could have a problem with dehydration, will drop additional foliage. And you may only have a few leaves when spring arrives, but as soon as the weather breaks, all kinds of new growth comes out, and it's a beautiful, beautiful plant. So basically what we have to say to ourselves is, every 2 weeks, if you've got a flowering crab, if you have roses, we need to get that spray out. Otherwise, you're going to have roses that the foliage doesn't look very good, and you're going to have crabs that will give you the same type of a problem. So just be aware of it. It's not a lot of work. The time that you spend will give you a plant that will be absolutely fabulous. And if you spend the extra time on your crab to keep the foliage clean and to allow the leaves to remain on the plant and not fall, you're going to increase the flowers for next spring. I mean, you could have as much as a third more foliage on that plant. Now, the other thing on a flowering crab, if it's starting to get too big, and I have one that's getting a little bit bigger than I want, now's the time to prune it. So if you have a pole saw, if you don't, see if one of your neighbors has a pole saw and control the size of it. It will make it thicker, it'll make it fuller, and you can control the overall height. Lot to do. The number again, 800-259-9231. Give Jared a call. It's his birthday. Wish him happy birthday.
Get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up. Which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer Plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking keeping up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning, and happy birthday.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning.
You're going to kill me by the end of the day, Jared. Well, that's okay. We will have a lot of fun on your birthday.
Okay, that sounds good.
Who do we have up first?
Okay, up first today we have Sandy, who's calling about her dahlias.
Okay. Sandy, good morning, and welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I actually have two questions. One is on dahlias that last year my dahlias kept dying one by one, and I think it might be a vole that I have. But I also wasn't sure if it could have been that they just rotted because of the weather. But I've been growing them for years and never had this problem. But I was wondering if I could put something on the tuba to prevent the vole, if it is a vole, or something else, if it might be just rotting from the weather.
Okay. And what was the second question?
You had mentioned a product a few weeks ago that would take care of powdery mildew and the bug that eats lilies. And I was wondering if it was what the name was and if it's organic that I could use it on my asparagus because I get a little black bug on my asparagus also.
Okay. First of all, on your bulbs, if you think that they're being eaten by voles, and I had a problem last year in my garden, and when I replanted, I did this. I had some of the most incredible lilies. They were the really big, big trumpet varieties. And I had planted 5 bulbs. They grow about 5 feet tall, sometimes even bigger, with 10-inch blossoms on them. I mean, they look just like Easter lilies. And I had some white ones, with a little specks on the inside and some yellow. And the voles or the moles ate it during the winter. And I mean, I was really upset because they were gorgeous. So this year, I bought some new ones and planted them in a different bed. And there's a product called Bobex, B-O-B-B-E-X. And Bobex is to control rabbits. They also make a Bobex to take care of ducks or geese. If you have geese that land on your lawn, I mean, and they can really make a mess. They'll stay there. If you live near a lake or you live near a body of water, the geese will be there and they'll pull at your grass and then they'll leave their calling card. But this Bobex, you soak your bulbs for 5 minutes before you plant them. Now, if you've already planted them, you take the Bobex, and it comes pre-mixed in like a pump sprayer. So what you would do if your bulbs are already in the ground, spray the ground right around the base of the plant and spray it right onto the bulb. So pull some of the soil off so that you expose the bulb, spray it directly on it, and then cover it back up once it dries. Or if you already haven't planted them, then let them soak for about a 5 minute period. And that will do a really, really good job on it for you. Now, to control powdery mildew on plants and a lot of other insecticides, if you want to stay organic, the best product on the market is called Serenade. S-E-R-E-N-A-D-E. It comes from the West Coast. It was designed and developed for the tomato industry in Florida. And I'll tell you, if you use this every couple of weeks on your tomato plants and things like tall phlox, and if you have problems with other vegetables, things like cucumbers and squashes that you sometimes get a lot of spots on the foliage, it works absolutely wonderful. But it's totally organic, totally natural, and it will do a great job on that. Now, for beetles, on the asparagus, if you want to stay organic, what you want is something called rotenone/pyrethrum. And a lot of the nurseries will carry it. You can buy it as a dust or as a liquid. I prefer the liquid. The reason is when you spray it, it's clear. And you don't look at foliage covered with a white dust. So go to your local nursery. You want pyrethrum, rotenone in the liquid form. Plus, it's cheaper because you're only using a couple of tablespoons to a gallon of water. The dust is an 8 ounce. When you're done shaking it, it's gone. So it's a lot cheaper. 800-259-9231. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies, 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's now time to apply step two in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. Bayer Advanced.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parrott Cotton Club. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Mike on the line who has a problem with gypsy moths.
Okay, Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Cotton Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. About a couple of months ago, you mentioned an alternative method for controlling gypsy moth caterpillars, mm-hmm. other than just using the band tape on the trees.
Yeah, there's one of the best products on the market, not for, and it will take care of everything that's a caterpillar. And for the gypsy moth, and for like tomato hornworms and tent caterpillars and like Cape Cod right now, and a lot of other places have different kinds of what they call a winter moth. And it's a very tiny green caterpillar. And these guys really eat. It's unbelievable. But the best product on the market is something called Spinosad. And Spinosad is a disease of caterpillars. And it really works incredible. We had some tents developing on a couple of my crabs and sprayed it. And went back a week later, and there was nobody living in the tents anymore. So that's good. But Spinosad, you spray it directly on the plant, and the caterpillar will take a bite and develop this infection internally. And the infection keeps growing and growing and growing, and it consumes the insect's body to a point where it will explode. And you'll get the liquid that will splash on the foliage, spreading it. So when another caterpillar comes, he's stepping on it and he's eating it, and it's like a cycle, and it works really well. And the thing that's really neat is if a bird eats a caterpillar that's infected, it will not hurt him. And it will also work on the Colorado potato beetle. And I found that out by accident 2 years ago. And because I get wicked, wicked Colorado potato beetle, and I tried all kinds of things. But the Spinosad, I sprayed it, and everything that was chewing died. And again, it's a virus. It's like BT. BT is the original, and it will only take care of caterpillars up to 1 inch. Once they get over an inch, then that particular disease is not strong enough. That's where Spinosad comes in. So might as well buy the hybrid and take care of caterpillars up to 3 inches. Very safe, very natural. Use it on vegetables and everything. Thank you, Mike. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Ted, who's calling about choke cherries.
Okay. Ted, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I've got a question, a big one, that a couple of questions with it all in one. About a problem I've put off for a couple of years. I got a growing choke cherry tree problem. I got a couple of bigger ones, and I haven't cut them down yet, which is the main problem, I guess. They're 3 or 4 inches in diameter anyway. But, I mean, I have dozens of these choke cherries. They're a foot away from my hybrid fruit trees I've just planted. They just keep growing right into the garden and everything, and there are dozens of them, and they average like a half an inch to three-quarter inch in diameter, 2 to 3 feet high and 5 feet, 6 feet high, and a couple of questions. Do they develop from an individual seed that has fallen, or do they have any kind of like underground runners? I've tried pulling out a few of them. They just pull right out, the real small ones. And what can I use to is there anything I can use to spray the foliage down that they're in leaf that would kill them easily, or do I have to use some other method to get rid of this?
No, the choke cherry is a wild plant, and if you've ever had a choke cherry near a deck, when the little fruit ripens and falls, it stains everything because it's that kind of a purplish color. And when it's ready, the birds will swarm all over the tree, and it's like a feeding frenzy. And then the birds leave their calling card all over the deck or cars or everything else. So it's a nice wild tree in the wild. But as you said, close to the garden, close to the house, it's a very, very messy tree with the fruit and the leaf and the droppings from the birds from feeding on them. So if you want to get rid of them, use something like Roundup or Kills All or Cleanup. Either one of those three products will work very well. A day like today where it's nice and sunny, there's no rain in the forecast, is a perfect time to do it. Now, this is a woody plant, so it's going to take more than one application. So spray it today. Next weekend, do it again. Now, you've got Roundup, Cleanup, and Kills All. Cleanup and Kills All are the generic version of Roundup, and they're twice as strong. They'll all do the same thing, but because it's a generic, you're paying less money. So I'll leave it up to you. But either Roundup, Cleanup, or Killzall. Get it on the plant. Now, what's nice about these products, the only way that this will kill a plant is through the foliage. If you spill some on the ground, it will not contaminate or hurt the soil. The microbes will destroy it within a week to 10 days. So it's a very, very safe product. If you wanted to kill poison ivy, for example, and you're underneath some big trees, you don't have to worry that when you spray the poison ivy, it's going to get into the soil and hurt the big tree. It only can enter the plant through the foliage. Thank you, Ted. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Jim on the line, who is calling about his olive tree.
Okay. Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Doing well, thank you. Listen, I need some help with an olive tree. It bloomed beautifully early spring, and it's a type of olive tree with the silver backing leaf. And
okay,
now the leaves are starting to drop.
The leaves?
And we are very concerned because it's causing some of the branches to be bare.
Okay. What you have with the silver leaves is called a Russian olive, and that's one of my favorite plants. It makes a great screen. It will grow in almost pure sand. And when we lived in Massachusetts, in Scituate, I had bought one for my father for Father's Day one year because the top of the leaf is a silvery green and the underside is really, really silver. And when the wind blows, it's gorgeous. Little yellow flower and then tiny, about the size of your little finger, olives on it. Now, there is a borer that will attack it. It's not that common, but apparently you have it. Go down to your local nursery, and what you want to buy is something called Tree and Shrub. And it's made by Bayer, Tree and Shrub. Bonide and Fertilome also make a Tree and Shrub product. And what you want to do is you want to measure the circumference of the trunk coming out of the ground. And if it's a multi-stem, then measure the circumference of each of them. And you're using, I think it's 1 or 2 ounces per inch of circumference. And you mix it with water, slowly pour it around the base of your plant so that it has a chance to penetrate the ground and the root system will absorb it. Now, for example, if you had to use just say 20 ounces of this product, you wouldn't put it all in 1 gallon. You would probably put it in 4 or 5 gallons so that you can disperse it evenly in an area. But you pour it at the up against the trunk of the tree out about 2 feet in a circle all the way around, and the roots will pull it up, and it'll go all the way to the top of the tree. And it's the same product that will take care of the Asiatic lily beetle, that little, looks like a ladybug that eats your lilies, and they're out there right now. And that's on my list to do today. Some of the lilies that I have, I'm beginning to see holes. Also, Canadian hemlock. If you have Canadian hemlock, you should be looking at those. Look on the underside of the branches. Looks like a little white cotton. That's called woolly adelgid. And if you can treat that with the Tree and Shrub, you're going to see a big, big difference also. So today's a day to do a little bit of work while it's cool, and that way we can sit back and enjoy things later. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Okay, up next we have Debbie calling about a Daphne.
Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. I have a question about a Daphne. I purchased one from a nursery out west. It's called the Daphne Burke Woody Briggs Moonlight.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it came in a gallon container and with 3 sprouts that were about maybe 4 inches long.
Yes.
And it's just a very, very fussy plant. I can't seem to get it to do, you know, it's either wilting, if I try not to water it too much, and then somebody told me that it was, the problem was in the root ball, that it was maybe soaked, so I took it, you mentioned last week about popping things out of pot and letting per day and letting the roots dry out.
Right.
I tried that and then put dry soil back in. I didn't completely disturb the root ball, just whatever fell off, like when I got, you know, popped it out.
Okay.
And I did see some mildew in around there. So then I put it back in the pot because I like to get it established in the pot first before I put it in the ground. And I can't seem to do anything right with it. Of the three stems that were about 6 inches tall, each one completely died. And the other two are either wilting or else they'll stand up and they'll wilt again.
Okay.
Any suggestions?
Now, is it outside now, Debbie?
Yeah.
Or is it in? It's outside.
I was bringing it in at night and putting it outside during the day.
Okay. Don't bring it in and out anymore.
Okay.
Daphne is a hardy plant, and it belongs outside. Now,
okay.
when you plant it, it should be in a sheltered area. You don't want to put it in the middle of your yard. It should be up against a house, up against a fence or a garage or something like that, someplace where it's going to be sheltered from the wind, and that will make a big difference. Now, we had a lot of rain in the last few days, and I think what probably happened is your container filled full of water, and it became soaked.
No, I brought it in during the when it was raining. I had it inside because I was trying to dry it out.
Okay. What you need to do is I would plant it directly into the ground now. And you want to add some compost, and you water it a couple times a week. Soil in the ground drains better than soil in a container. The other thing, and probably the most important, is I would give the company a call and let them know that you've lost a third of your plant. And, you know, tell them you received it and what you did with it, and that you are really worried at this point that the plant may not survive, that it's wilting, and then it's coming back up, and you've tried all kinds of things, and you're having a problem. But give them a call, send them an email, and they should replace that for you. But when you get it, don't put it in the pot. Put it in the ground and say, grow for me. Play a little bit of music, talk to it now and then, and it's going to do much, much better. But leave it outside. It's an outside plant, and moving it in and out does give it problems at times.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to organicwaterwizard.com for a retailer near you, or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159 delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-1113. Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at organiccontrol.com has help directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation at organiccontrol.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Lenny on the line calling about broccoli.
Lenny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Boy, you're hard to get a hold of. But anyways, I've got a four-year-old grandson that I've got interested in tomatoes and peppers and cherries and peaches. And well, anyways, this year he wanted me to plant broccoli.
Okay.
And I called his mother, and she said, he loves broccoli. I don't want to mess up on this. I know I planted broccoli about 10 years ago, and I had all kinds of bugs all over them, and I never planted it again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I got them in pots, and like a 5-gallon type pot.
Okay.
And I already planted. They were already started.
Right.
And what can I do about the bugs? I know the bugs are going to come at the end.
Okay. I love broccoli, and that's one of the crops that I plant every single year.
My grandson loves it.
Yeah, well, he's going to like it even better, freshly picked, because you're going to be able to pick broccoli from your garden until at least Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Because broccoli likes cold weather. So when the weather gets cold in September and October, it's still coming. So this is what you're going to have to do. Broccoli, the first time that it comes out, will be a broccoli head in the neighborhood of 3 to 5 inches in diameter, similar to what you find in the supermarket. So you cut that and you eat it. Now the plant's going to begin to produce side shoots, and it will produce nonstop little florets of broccoli about an inch to an inch and a half in diameter. And I mean nonstop. So when it gets to the size that you want, but before it turns yellow, because what you are eating in the broccoli is the flower. And you need to eat it when it's still in a bud. So as soon as you see these little florets, again, an inch in size, maybe a little bit bigger, cut them, put them in a Ziploc bag, put them in your refrigerator. And then 2 days later, go out there, pick some more in a Ziploc bag until you've got enough to eat. Now, what I use in the garden for insects, if you get caterpillars, if you get aphids and things like that, is I use spinosad. And spinosad is very safe. It will take care of a lot of different insects. If you have horticultural oil, you can use that, but you want to use things that are organic, because you're picking the broccoli every 2 or every 3 days. Because once it gets going, you're going to be amazed, Lenny, on how much comes out of that plant. So either spinosad or horticultural oil. You can buy a tomato vegetable dust or spray. I personally like the sprays because it doesn't turn everything white, and then that way it looks like it's got a problem. But use one of those, and it will work perfect. And you're going to be surprised. Broccoli now has fewer insects than it did many years ago. With all of the breeding of the crop, there are less problems. And the only problem that I have on mine occasionally are some caterpillars that eat the leaves, and that's why I use spinosad. And you can find that at any nursery or garden center. Thank you, Lenny. Jared, can we get one more in?
Yeah, I think we can probably get one more in. We have Ken on the line calling about a rhododendron.
Okay. Ken, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you this morning?
Good. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I've got a 35-year-old rhododendron, and the leaves are turning brown, and then the branches die. And when I prune the branch back, it has a distinctive circle. It's an open hole in the middle of each branch.
Yep. What you have is a borer. Go down to your nursery and get a product called Tree and Shrub. You mix it with water, spray it on the foliage, and then pour it in the ground. And something as big as you have, you're probably going to need to use in the neighborhood of 10 to 15 ounces of the product, but it lasts for a year.